Welcome everyone to the Extreme Strength and Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, Devonta Erlinson, and this is the place where all extreme sports athletes can come to make sure that they are staying stable, mobile, and strong. Without further ado, let's get to the episode. What is up, everybody? Episode 12 of the XSF Podcast. I'm your host, Devonta Erlinson, and today we are going to be talking about something pretty relevant to, you know, what's going on right now. So I know all over the world, so, you know, I'm in a mentorship with Mark Coles and everybody there at M10, you know, all the trainers there, all the mentors, they're great people. Check them out. If you don't follow them, make sure you're following them. They're good people, great trainers, learning a lot from all of them. So, you know, I know we were all talking and they're in lockdown as well. And I know here in Minnesota, you know, we just went on another 4-week lockdown on Friday. So today's Sunday, the 22nd, right? So today is the 22nd. And we went on lockdown the 20th at 11:59 p.m. So with our shutdown, you know, all non-essential businesses are closed. So that means the gym that I'm or the skate park that I'm a part of, they're their skate park and skate shop out in Golden Valley, Minnesota. If you're here in Minnesota, make sure you still stop in. If you need a board, shoes, new clothes, hats, you know, beanies, snapbacks. If you want a little duffel bag, a little coin purse, go get some. Go show the love. But, you know, we all had to close. So they are open. The shop's open. But the thing is, we had to close the skate park. In turn, had to close my gym. Now, I still can go there. I'm going to be there every single day creating content. This just gives me more time to do so in a way. You know, not having to prep the gym necessarily for every client as they come in. Instead of doing stuff right now over Zoom, I can just do what I need to, create a bunch of stuff for all of you, and, you know, then be able to train my clients really fast by hopping on the computer, clicking a couple buttons, and boom, technology people. It's pretty awesome. But so one thing I want to talk about, or the main thing I want to talk about today in this episode, is the fact that now we are all at home. And honestly, like, this goes into even the fact of being in a state where you can't skate year round, right? So I know in like Cali, Florida, all that other stuff, right? You can skate pretty much year round if you're not a little baby. You can put some sweatshirt on, a jacket, and some gloves. You're good to go. There's not much snow happening, right? So even in Florida, you don't even need all that other stuff. Don't worry. I wasn't talking about Florida specifically necessarily. But what the thing that happens with skateboarding, right? And if you don't have access to an indoor skate park like we do here at Third Lair, then, you know, you're even worse off. So this goes into play for kind of seasonal stuff for skateboarding when you're unable to skate, as well as the lockdown that's going on right now. So, you know, nobody's going to a skate park. No one's skating. If you can skate outside, great. Get it in. Do what you need to do. But, you know, you still could use this info because now that you're not doing everyday stuff, you know, maybe you were already kind of staying home anyways, keeping it safe, but, you know, if you were out living your life or doing what you had to do, then, you know, now you're not moving around as much. So take this information as it applies to you and your life. So, all right, let's dive in. First and foremost, make sure you're training. Don't just sit around playing the new Call of Duty that just came out on that new crispy 4K TV with your damn PS5. No, I'm playing. Not many of us skaters probably have a lot of that or any of it. Maybe the game, but still, don't just sit there and watch Netflix all day, play games all day. You know, get up and move. there's no reason why you should be letting your body get unadapted to the stimulus of skateboarding, right? Now, you can't go outside and skate, so, you know, that would be the best thing to do if you're trying to keep your body right for skating, right? But on the off time, on the off season, when you're in lockdown, you can't skate, what do? Well, first thing you want to make sure you're doing is training on a pretty consistent basis. So the reason why I say this is, you know, most of us skate quite a bit, quite often throughout the week, whether it's pushing around, doing tricks at the park, getting clips in the streets, whatever it may be. A lot of us are skating a lot. Well, now you know, probably aren't, you know, and that's where the issue lies. And even if you don't skate super hard on like every single week a day, then that's not the biggest issue. The issue here, lost my train of thought. if you don't skate every day, that's all right. But you got to think, skateboarding still takes so much to do. So when you think about it in that context, right, then you can really see it from a different picture. Now, think about this. If you skate, when you do a skate session, right, you're incorporating your whole body in a way that you don't do on a regular basis throughout the week, right? And usually you're doing it if you're, let's say, skating in the off season, you have an indoor skate park like they're there and you're super lucky, then, you know, even if you are skating 3 days a week, you're probably skating for 3 hard hours. You know, you're getting that session in, getting your money's worth and getting the tricks in. Now, with that, that's a lot. Like, that's a lot. If you're, especially if you're not doing anything when you're at home, like this, honestly, you can use this information regardless if we're in a lockdown or, you know, if it's the winter season. You should be doing this stuff on your off days. Now, if you're skating, I wouldn't suggest doing this as much because, you know, if you want to skate the best, just skate, you know, do the littlest amount of work to get the best out of it, right? So with that, you know, training on a consistent basis is just going to really make sure that your body is still getting that muscle building signal, or at least that signal to keep what you got, right? So when you're doing this, you're training, let's say, 5 days a week, splitting up the body parts. You even could do full body, honestly. You could do more of like a micro dosing, quote unquote, session, then, you know, 30 minutes. Spend some time doing some movements, do some isometrics, you know, spend some time in the bottom of a squat, test your mobility, test your range of motion, test your stability, get on one leg and just focus on how your hips are hinging. I'm going to do a bunch of stuff throughout the next week, couple of weeks, like while we're in this lockdown and continuing on, you know, now that I'm going to be done with school and stuff here soon. So I'm going to be really pushing more content out there. So let me take a drink of my coffee real quick. All right. So train consistently. Now, don't go crazy hard if you're going to train every day and you haven't been training necessarily, right? This would be more time to work on your mobility and stability. You know, figure out how your body moves, figure out what is the issue. Like, where do you, so when you, let's say you go down a stair set, right? Or you land off of something. So there's a decent amount of impact off of a rail, off of a box, whatever, right? And you notice that weird pain in the front of your right shin, you know, your tibialis muscle, or something like that, right? Or you get that achy pain in your hip, something like that, right? Take that information you're getting from your skate session and then bring it home with you, get on the floor and start working on some mobility. Start moving your body, see, okay, that pain was in the left hip. Now, let me do a 90-90 with rotation or a shin box, whatever you want to call it. You know, then you drop over to your right side and you're like, oh, there's a pinch in like right in my groin area. Well, that's, you have a problem with internal rotation of that left hip. You know, then take that information, or you, I'm not going to say you do, But, you know, that probably is one of the issues. I'm not going to be one of the people who's like, yeah, this is this. But most of the time, when you see that, you can work on stuff to work on that, right? So if that's painful, you can't sit up straight during that, like going to the left of that 90-90, right? Or the right, my apologies. So when you're doing it and there's that pinch, then you can take that information then that you now have from taking the information from your skate session and then take that into your training. So now, you know, after you do some mobility work, you get that all down, you start feeling a little bit better, you know, then you take that into loading the tissue even through some mobility stuff. So lifting that back leg up, trying to lift the foot up to the ceiling, really creating force and further internal rotation of that back leg, that left leg, the left hip, you know, getting that in there, that's going to load the tissue, trying to bring it around, doing a, I guess you could call it like a figure four pose, or figure four static. So like you swing that leg around and then you just hold it up. That's going to work a lot of the hip flexor muscles. So with that, you know, my computer just tweaked. Am I good? Nope. Oh, yeah, we're good. All right. So I need to make sure I move my mouse every now and again. I got to fix that. So, all right, you know, get on the floor. Like I said, work on mobility stuff. Take that information from that and then use that in your training throughout the weeks, right? So, you know, that gives you a chance to really break it down day by day, do different stuff, feel the movement, take your time. And if you don't have a lot of time, I get it. I have two kids. I know, like, I got to keep the wife happy, do stuff around the house, entertain my kids. I love it. Keeps me busy, right? But, you know, training is still essential. Like, for me, it's one of the things I need to do. So I find the time, I make the time, and it happens. It doesn't have to be the longest workout ever either, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you're moving around all day, use those opportunities throughout the day. This is kind of like another tip. Use this time wisely. You know, you're sitting there watching Netflix, okay, cool, but take 10 minutes after an episode, because, you know, we don't have those commercials, you're not getting up, going to the bathroom, you're holding your pee, holding your crap, and you're just sitting there watching TV, you know. Get up, move around for 10 minutes, you know, give yourself a little bit, you know, work on a little bit of a movement, get some stuff done around the house, whatever that may be, you know, just try to use this time that you have, you know, the best way that you can, you know, get stuff done, do something new, get into some art, whatever it may be, find something to just keep you moving, right? So off of training frequency, like keeping the training frequency high throughout the week, you know, the next thing I would say that's going to really get you back on that board feeling right, because, like, really, I want you to take this information, use it, because I don't want you to go through the whole entire winter, go through this 4-week shutdown, how, you know, whatever the case may be, you're just not skating for a long period of time. You go get on that board, then boom, tragedy strikes. It's noodle legs. You don't know what you're doing. You lost all your tricks. You feel like Garbo and you just don't want to skate anymore. Don't let that happen. Just train. Just do the stuff that really works, and you'll be feeling good when you get back to it. Trust me, you will. So, okay, off of that. So, I want to make sure the next thing we talk about when it comes to getting back and avoiding that noodle leg syndrome, right? No one wants that, you know. Training frequency high, and also make sure that you're doing a lot of unilateral movements. So, on one leg, I kind of just talked about that. So being on one leg, that's going to challenge your stability. That's going to challenge unilateral stuff. That's going to make sure that you're working on the stability part. And when it comes to skating too, right? So, like, think about it. We're always on one leg, except, I mean, when we go to do a trick, yes, we're on two. But think about this. When we're doing a trick, right? You go to do an ollie, you're putting a lot of weight into that back leg. You're doing a mani, now you're pretty much just standing on that one back leg. You do a crooked grind, now you're standing on that one front leg, you know. So with that goes right into unilateral stuff. Then when we're pushing, we have one leg in front, one leg swinging to the side, pushing us around. That's one-legged movements, right? So now take those movements and kind of think about, well, what can I do in the gym to help with that, right? Well, that would be split stance squats, rear foot elevated split stance squats, you know, front foot elevated split stance squats. You know, then you could go even loading them differently. So going into contralateral movement or contralateral loading. So then you have the dumbbell in the hand, which of the leg is back, or the trail leg, right? So if you have your right leg back or up, then that is the hand that you hold the dumbbell in. That's going to test your anti-rotational movement, right? Or your ability to oppose anti-rotation, right? So then in that aspect, you're really working that hip that you're standing on, right? So then that left hip, then when you're coming up, it has to fight the rotation of that dumbbell. Your body wants to get pulled down toward the ground because of the weight. So you have to fight that, and that hip really works hard with that. You know, if you have stuff like that at home, great. If not, you still can do this by, when you come down, right, rotate in down between your legs, right? So then you're really loading the tissue in a different way. Now, if you're going to do this, make sure your knees are still in a good position. You're not letting your knees cave in. You're keeping internal rotation of the back leg. You know, all these other things have to be in play before you go kind of rotate into this. But there's different ways of doing it, right? Also, with the unilateral movements, you know, this way, you're going to build resiliency too. So you could take unilateral movements and do isometrics, right? So you could just do a split stance squat, really just pushing into the ground and holding that, you know, something of that sort. You get the front foot up on something, then you have your front foot elevated split squat, doing an isometric there, something of that sort. Also, you know, this is going to test if you do like some single leg calf raises, right? So this is more of, you know, more unilateral movements. Then you will have, you know, you're going to be working a lot of ankle strength and a lot of ankle stability. Jesus, I can't talk this morning. My bad, people. But, you know, with that, you know, also you want to make sure when you're doing these unilateral movements, you can do them differently. You know, you don't have to just do your regular rep range, you know, especially the body weight. Take it up. Don't just do your like 5 to 12 or 8 to 12 rep range. Take it up. Go to like 15 to 20, you know, push it close to failure. This is going to really make sure that you're getting the right amount of stimulus to create a situation for adaptation to occur, right? So you want your body to change, or at least to be told like, hey, we need to keep this. We need to have this muscle and be ready for what's coming, right? And that's going to be skateboarding. That's going to be getting back on that board, doing some tricks, getting some clips. So, you know, unilateral stuff is super key. You know, get on one leg, do some single leg RDLs, do some hip airplanes, you know, play around with it. See how well your balance truly is. You might think you have good balance because you skate, but, you know, get on one foot and see, just see. So that's number two, right? So, and these are known specific order. I guess there's kind of like a 2.5 in there too, because I was talking about using the time wisely and moving around. But, you know, big two first things. The first thing was, you know, frequency, keeping a high training frequency, training a lot throughout the week to make sure your body's being told on a consistent basis, like, hey, we need this. We need to keep this up and, you know, just be prepared. Now, the second thing, like I was saying, is unilateral movements. Work on one leg, create a different stance and really challenge your body's ability to stabilize and hold in those positions and to move through a range of motion in those positions. You know, that's all going to help even when you do get back to the gym and you get a barbell on your back. You know, a lot of people notice a huge jump in their, or an increase in their ability to squat after they do a lot of unilateral stuff, right? I did this myself. After I did unilateral stuff for a while, about, you know, a 6-week block or period, then I got back under a barbell and my squats felt way better. I'm probably going to do this for myself, honestly, here coming up. You know, it's something just good to do, especially for skateboarding. It's always good to just have them in your training routine. So unilateral movements, get on one foot, start messing around with that. See how your body really is on one leg. You'd be surprised. Now, the last thing I'm going to talk about while we're at home, you're trying to stay right, you're trying to get back on that board, you know, feeling the best that you can feel so you don't have, like I said, noodle leg syndrome. You know, you want to make sure, I say a lot. I just realized that. Now that I can hear myself talking and stuff, it's kind of funny. All right, back on track. So this isn't necessarily something to do with training, right? Just make sure, again, psych, yes it does, this goes right into skating, it's nutrition, right? Now, I'm not a specialist on nutrition, I don't have a nutrition cert, I would love to get one, I'm looking into getting one, but, you know, I do listen to a lot of people who, I would say, spit the right information, and I do have a base knowledge of nutrition and what's good for you and what isn't, right? You know, if you want to get technical with it, just what is going to, you know, hinder performance and what isn't, I guess I should say. You know, so, said it again. But the thing you want to think about with this is, right, if we're sitting at home and we're trying to move as much as we can and we're unable to, you know, you can get up, move around the house, but you're still going to be probably more sedentary than you usually were, right? With this lockdown, with the winter, whatever the case may be, you know. So with that, you want to make sure you're not just piling in the garbage. I don't want you guys or any of you to go put yourself into a situation where, you know, you're eating just because it's fun, or it's not fun, necessarily fun, but something to do. That's just not the position you want to get in, especially while you're in lockdown. You can't move, you can't skate, all this other stuff. I know it's one thing that's kind of hard to work on, but once you get it down and you realize, like, okay, when am I actually hungry? What will actually give my body the energy it needs to get through the day, do the stuff around the house, work on a new project, you know, figure out what I'm doing with life, you know, just stuff like that, then, or even thinking about skate tricks you want to do, thinking about clips you want to get, thinking about places you want to go, all this stuff, you know, you won't have the energy to do it if you're just eating crap and you're not moving. So focus on your nutrition. Try to get it dialed in. Why not use this time to dig deep into how you're actually eating? Get conscious about it, you know? A lot of us really are unconscious about the way we eat. We just go about our day putting food in our mouth because either it tastes good or it's there and it's quick. We need to change that. We need to get more conscious about it, thinking about the things that we're actually putting in our body, being like, all right, cool, I'm sitting down, I'm about to eat this. What is this? What is this going to do for me? How is this going to help me? How is this going to make my gut feel? How is this going to digest? All this stuff that you can think about that can go into the way you're eating takes time. Use this time. Dial in your nutrition. Try to get that down. Then when you get back on that board, honestly, if you really dialed in nutrition and just did your daily mobility stuff, right? Just moved around, did some mobility work throughout the day, you would feel fantastic when you get back on that board. You won't have the noodle leg syndrome. You'll feel strong just from eating a good diet even. It's crazy what that can do for a lot of people. So take that into consideration. I would suggest training. You're going to feel even better, even stronger. And if you need help, you always can ask me. But let's rerun over the three things that we talked about to really focus on over our time in lockdown. Or if you have a good old snowy winter, then the off season of not skating, right? So first and foremost, the first thing I talked about was training frequency. So I do suggest you do train over this amount of time, especially if it's winter months, you don't have a skate park like they're there. Shout out to you guys. If you guys don't have a skate park, lucky enough inside to skate at during winter, make sure you're training on a regular basis. Try to keep the training up at a higher level, not necessarily the movements. You can still get pretty shifty with the movements you're doing. I'm not saying lifting couches and water jugs and stuff. Don't do that. That's whack. Don't do that. But, you know, you want to make sure that your training frequency is high. You're training on a regular basis. That means, you know, multiple days a week, creating that stimulus, making sure your body's being told, like, hey, I still need to adhere to what I need to do. I still need to be able to accomplish these daily tasks. I need to be able to do this movement, move my body in this way, stuff like that. Now, with that being said, the second thing we talked about was unilateral movements. Now, unilateral movements, if you're doing these on a regular basis, you'll notice right away how much your balance changes. You'll notice how much better you can articulate your board around just by knowing kind of how that one leg is moving in a certain way. It's crazy what it does for you. Make sure you're doing your unilateral movements. The third thing we talked about, the final thing, nutrition. I didn't go super deep into it. I'm just saying, try to get dialed in. Use this time wisely. Get some good food in that doesn't just taste good, but it's good for your body. It's good for your soul. You know, it's good just for who you are, what you want to be, what you want to accomplish. You know, think about that when you sit down, look at your food, think about, you know, a couple things. What is it going to do for you? How's it going to make you feel? And is it going to help you throughout your day? You know, if those check the boxes, cool, good. You know, I'm not going to tell you what to do with your life, but if you want to get back on that board feeling your best, this is the time to use, or this is the time to really dial in on these things and get your body moving the way it needs to. Learn your body, get stronger in certain positions, and then on the nutrition end, just having more consciousness about what you're doing, what you're putting in your body, what you're eating on a daily basis, just knowing more. You know, it's crazy when you take a step back and look at it. So with that, hey, much love, everybody. I hope you're all doing good. It's, you know, it's a time. It will pass. It's, you know, it's just, yeah, it's life right now. We got to make do, right? I don't know. You just got to do what you got to do. So with much love, you know, make sure real quick before I forget, got to give shout outs. So make sure you go follow my producer. If you guys need anything, Go give him a holler. He'll hit you up at Fuego. Oh, there goes the computer again. Forgot to move the mouse. Hold on one second. Here we go. I'm just pulling up his information or the information I need. All right. So make sure you go follow my producer on Instagram. That's at Fuego underscore at Fuego. He's the homie, good lifetime friend. Now, also make sure you go follow Third Layer. That is at 3RDLAIR. They are the homies. That's where the gym is. You know, much love to all of them. Also, if you guys want some good clothes, not just good, but amazing clothes. I'm not gonna go there and spit the old commercial rhyme real quick. But if you guys want amazing clothes made for extreme sports, you know, make sure you go follow Airtime Clothing. That's my clothing sponsor. That is at AIRTIMECLOTHING. They are amazing. Shout out to them. Hey, Airy, if you're listening, thank you for all you do, man, for everybody. We really, really appreciate it. Also, on that note, make sure you go follow my board sponsor at Monte Coso Skateboards. That is at MATEOECOSOSKATEBOARDS. Monte Coso Skateboards. Hey, TM Dustin, love you, man. You're the best. Shout out to you. Also, make sure you follow me on Instagram if you don't, if you want to keep up with the best stuff you can do to make sure you're staying stable, mobile, and strong, and really igniting your potential in skating the best that you could ever skate. Make sure you follow me. That is at, what the heck? It changed. Did it really? Oh, one sec. That's weird. I'm tripping. All right, so go follow me. I was looking at the wrong section. I was like, what the heck? I'm pretty sure now I know what my own Instagram thing is. Go follow me. That's at extremes.sf, right? So extreme.sf. If you don't follow me there, if you want to keep up with me there, then do so. If you don't, then cool. Hope you have a good day. Also, you can find me on Facebook. That's just Extreme Strength and Fitness. I also have a Facebook group and also a Facebook page. I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff on there coming up, like with school ending. And then also, make sure if you want to keep up on all the YouTube stuff I'm going to be coming out with here soon, then make sure you head over to YouTube, subscribe to the channel. That's Extreme Strength and Fitness, X-T-R-E-M-E, and then space, and then S-T-R-E-N-G-T-H, the and symbol, F-I-T-N-E-S-S. Simple as that. You know, English language is hard, so, you know, sometimes you got to spell it out for people. But other than that, is that everybody? That's everybody. Well, like I said, much love, skate on, and like always, let's gain stability, mobility, and build strength you may have never known you had before.